Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back live. Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, one of the top experts in the globalist takeover and their carbon tax. You want to know about this because it's here now. It isn't coming. He's running this next segment. That ties into the UN now runs the internet. I've got an article right here about it. That's not allowed. Senators aren't allowed to have speech. The UN said, I'm going to show you the UN announcements that they control, what you can see and hear. But first, we've had a lot of crew down on the border in the last year as Biden has, in the last 9 months, purposely collapsed it. Well, Al Sharpton did not receive a warm welcome in Del Rio. I told him to get out of here while he was down there trying to race bait because a bridle of a horse thing fell over while they were grabbing illegals surging across the border that Biden said, come here. It's unbelievable. Here is the report, and we'll be back with Mark Moreno.
Mr. Sharpton, why have you not been an advocate for the children that are being trafficked at the border right now? Or all of the kids that are being brought over that have been drugged or sedated coming into the country where up to 40% of the kids that have come across the border have gone missing? Where is your voice then? Why are you not speaking up for these children, sir? Why are you not being a voice for the children, for all the kids that have gone missing? Why are you not speaking up for the children that have gone missing within the government? Nobody's screaming in your face. Nobody's screaming in your face. Nobody's being talked to you.
Why
are you not being a voice for the children that are missing at the border? 40% of children that have come in unaccompanied are now missing from the border. Kids are being sedated at the U.S. border. Why are you not being a voice for the children?
Must be mainstream.
Why are you trying to come and provoke violence? Why are you here advocating for violence? Why are you here advocating for violence? Del Rio is not a racist city. Del Rio is a loving, caring community. We don't want your racism in Texas. Get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio. You're a racist. Nobody wants you in Texas. Nobody wants you in Texas. Why are you not a voice for the children that have gone missing at the border? Where are you speaking up for Americans? Why do you not speak up for the American citizens? Why don't you speak up for the children that are being trafficked through the border? Why are you not a voice of 40% of voters that have gone missing? Leave them alone. Stop with the race baiting. Then Rio will not come to your nonsense. Then Rio is not a racist community. Our border patrol agents are not racist. Our border patrol agents are heroes.
So again, folks, this is what happens, and this is how you take over a globalist operation. What these men are doing, what Sharpton tries to do is anti-white, anti-America, globalist stuff to divide the country. Those guys are point-blank range, taking him over on national TV so that the word gets out. Even better is a live feed to just jump in. I've done it many times and take it over. It's legal. It's lawful. You're not on their property. They're out in public. These are enemies of humanity, and it's time for civil disobedience, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, everybody's talking about, oh, we're just going to start shooting people. Let's not do that. They come and keep forcibly injecting us and taking us to their emergency camps, as they call it, shield in place. That's Nazi Germany, and we're going to have to get organized to defend ourselves. But let's not get there. Let's not get there. Let's stop them now. And that's what you got to do. You got to get motivated. You got to do it yourself. And when they censor somebody, you go start a YouTube or a Facebook or a Twitter or go get a Gab or go get a Rumble. There's all these other great sites popping up that are exploding. My gosh, Jack Posobiec, I forget, tweeted some site I haven't heard of that we're getting hundreds of thousands of views a day on. I meant to plug that. It's in my stack. Guys, go to Jack Posobiec's Twitter. He put it out last night, like 14 hours ago. It's amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been interviewing this great American patriot for 20 years at least, back when he was on the Senate committee with Senator Inhofe, if memory serves. And boy, has he been proven right in spades. We got him to the bottom of the hour. Then I got a ton of news and breaking news on Bitcoin, you name it, after he leaves us. Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com. And I'm going to just leave it at that. He's traveled the world. He's been dead on target, warning of the agenda. And now because they can't get their carbon tax pushed through here, that China, of course, and others won't follow. Well, now they're saying they're going to do it through the corporations, that the credit card companies are going to tax you for buying the wrong thing. And give people better deals if they're, quote, a minority for reparations. And that's just to make it sound like it's okay to charge one person more or one person less, because that's called discrimination. But that's how they sell it, which is they really want to target all of us with a global social credit score. So he's joining us to talk about all this and the official announcements that they want the carbon credits to be tracked by the new global medical vaccine passport. That's the Holy Grail. Klaus Schwab says it, but now it's being proposed by major think tanks, by major foundations, and by major policy groups and studies. So Mark Moreno is here to just rattle all this off. He's the expert at Climate Depot on Twitter. Everybody should follow him and share it, because this is the economic takeover of the planet. This is the most important fight. It's what all this lockdown is about, Klaus Schwab admits, is getting us the carbon tax, which they're now in the news saying, oh, we had carbon lockdowns to get you ready for, or we had COVID lockdowns, get ready for the carbon lockdowns. So, Mark, great to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Alex. Happy to be here. And you're exactly right. By the way, the Soros Gates-funded professor who came up with the phrase, they're the ones who said we need to go from COVID lockdowns to, quote, climate lockdowns, unquote. They actually use that phrase themselves, climate lockdowns. And you're exactly right. This is not a Chinese social credit system someday in the future in the United States. This is that Chinese Communist Party style social credit system right here and now in America. It's arrived.
Lay it out for us. And again, it's all at ClimateDepot.com, but lay it out for us, because I don't even see our good leaders in Congress that are like Rand Paul and others getting that this is a global corporate takeover and it's here. They seem to be flat footed.
Well, first of all, in my current book, Green Fraud, I have two chapters. One on how they use the COVID lockdowns as the model for climate change. And then a second chapter on what you're talking about, which is Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and their idea of using the collapse of our current system through COVID restrictions to essentially create, in the words of Klaus Schwab, the Davos founder, a great reset of capitalism. And this is what they've been waiting for. In other words, for 50 years, they've tried to scare us, Alex. They tried with Paul Ehrlich's overpopulation scare in the 60s. They tried with the resource scarcity. We're all going to die of a famine and hunger. They tried with the man-made global cooling scare. They tried with the deforestation, the Amazon. They tried with climate change. Nothing worked. They had Pew Research and Gallup just showed bupkis. They had nothing to show for it. This virus comes along. It cuts across party lines in terms of fear. As Jane Fonda said, this was God's gift to the left, COVID. This allowed them, after 50 years of trying to install a one-party state in America, the virus allowed them, the unelected bureaucracy, to take over and dictate every aspect of our lives, to our barbecues, to having the government, neighbors can report you, to have the government shut off your utilities, to canceling weddings, funerals, to you not being able to leave your house under curfew unless it was a essential service determined by an unelected government bureaucrat, to stay at home orders, to travel restrictions, to economic planned recessions. They talked about that for climate. They talked about shutting the whole economy down to meet our temperature goals with climate. Well, guess what? With COVID, they got to do it. All of this is a long roundabout way, Alex, of leading to where they are now. Climate activist Tom Friedman, New York Times, praised China's one-party rule on climate. They could just get things done. The UN climate chief praised and sought a centralized transformation. This is a decade ago to fight climate change. Praised China. Fast forward, where are we? We are now in the United States of America at the cusp of living under a one-party state. The one party being a COVID or climate emergency is declared, democracy is suspended, and all of a sudden, unelected bureaucrats are regulating and dictating every aspect of our life. Welcome to China here in the United States. And I'll get to it in a minute, but I just wanted to lay that out. That's the vision of where we are in the climate. And of course, now they're ready to implement it. The journal Nature has this carbon ration cards that they're proposing for every man, woman, and child on the planet. They've resurrected it because we're now compliant, because we've been put under COVID restrictions. We're now, they've softened us up, the public, enough to accept this. And now we have MasterCard teaming up with the United Nations to come up with credit cards that will monitor our carbon footprint. And are you ready for this? The World Economic Forum, love this part. The credit cards will shut off when you've exceeded your carbon footprint allowance, determined by unelected government bureaucrats.
And then they announce, or if you want, you can then pay a tax, pay a corporate tax. So they're not going to give you a corporate tax. They're just going to turn off your card and make you opt into it.
Yeah, they're going to be able to. It's a form of control. Like right now we're seeing in Italy, if you don't get the vaccination passport in Italy, we're just finding out today, you will not be able to be paid by your job. You'll be put on leave. You're not going to have employment. Now, the reason this is so scary is look what just happened to General Flynn. Visa took away his card because they didn't agree with his politics. Look what happened to Candace Owens. She was refused a COVID test because they didn't agree with her political views against lockdowns. Look what's happening in Pakistan and Nigeria. People are being denied access to banking unless they go along with the power elite and get a vaccine passport. So if you don't go along with the carbon footprint, you're going to be denied banking access to credit. We have the federal government under Joe Biden doing what's called environment social governance. Department of Treasury is now going to be withholding bank credit ratings to institutions that lend to energy extraction. In other words, unless you're doing the approved what benefits China, solar, wind, or electric car batteries, you're not going to get money for energy, and banking and lending institutions won't be able to give
it. And Mark, let's be clear. This is the war for the world. This is all on record. The China and India and Mexico and 100 other countries plus, they make zero cuts. The globalists are all invested there. So we shut down, and then all their investments go up. I mean, this is treason upon treason. This is just insane. And it seemed like back when you were in Congress 20 years ago, they knew this and were fighting. I don't see the Republican leaders really fighting this. They don't get that this is here now.
No, they don't. I mean, you talk about someone like Kevin McCarthy, the GOP minority leader. He comes out on, I think it was on Earth Day or right when Biden did one of his big climate proposals. And the Republicans are like, oh, we believe climate's a problem, too. But we're going to plant trees and we're going to do carbon capture and we're going to invest in solar and wind, too. They come up with what I call the Republican light plan. And they're trying to compete with the Democrats. Basically, it's Me Too socialism from the Republican Party. Ultimately, they're not challenging the narrative. They're not going after any aspect of this. You want to talk about treason. Joe Biden's day one in office, he shuts down American domestic energy, whether it's fracking and pipelines. He's starting to go after fracking by death by a thousand cuts, energy extraction. Fast forward 8 months, he's now begging OPEC to increase oil production to make us more dependent on foreign sources of oil. Russian
Same
oil.
Same thing with the Keystone pipeline. You're about to go there. Russia gets its pipelines into Germany. We don't get our pipelines. This is economic war.
But it's even beyond Russia and Germany. The United States is at an 11-year high of Russian oil imports, about to go to an all-time high. At the same time, we're being more and more dependent on Chinese rare earth mining, which supplies 90% of the world's to make solar, wind, electric car batteries, using Uyghur slaves, using underage children in Africa as they buy up the whole continent. And now, as they're, of course, having a big alliance with Afghanistan, China is going to be exploiting their rare earth minerals. And what does the Biden administration say or do about this? John Kerry could care less. He's begging China to pay lip service to the Climate Action Committee, at the same time claiming that climate is a national security threat. We must do something. First of all, in my book, Alex, I show that the global cooling scare of the 1970s had the same solutions. Sovereignty.
Of course. Just stay there. Stay there. Stay there. You're on fire. You're always on fire. But my God, you're on fire. I want to read that book, too. We'll be right back with Mark Moreno. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. This is happening now. We must have Congress wake up and act now. This is economic war.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thing with Mark Moreno. I haven't talked to him in a few years. Time flies. He's about to go to a big UN conference coming up in October. He's also there in Scotland. He's also doing a huge expose in Vegas at a very important event on the Great Reset. So the good news is you're out there waking folks up. In the 8 minutes we have left, continue with what's really going on and how we stop it.
All right. Well, basically what's happened here is I quote the UK House of Commons speaker, I think his name was Lindsay Hoyle, who actually said, "This is amazing to me how the public has been, quote, so compliant, Alex." That was his quote, "with the COVID lockdowns. Now is the time to move to climate lockdowns." So every organ of the sort of, you know, globalist world order are recognize what's going on, what happened in the 2 weeks to flatten the curve has been 2 weeks to introduce tyranny. And they are ready and poised to move this over to climate. In fact, they're now saying if climate is unchecked, we'll have a lot more viruses. Here's some of the more outrageous things happening. A group of academics in Australia have now announced that it's time to add climate change as a cause of death to death certificates. Bill Gates is all in on this. Bill Gates has said that the death toll from climate change will exceed anything from any virus that we could come up with. Keep in mind, since 1920, we've had a 99% drop in climate-related deaths. So there's no truth to that, number one. But number two, we have Obama's Department of Transportation say that climate change is causing an increase in fatal car accidents. Al Gore says every organ of the body is affected. The American Cancer Society says cancer is up due to climate change. So if you die from organ failure, a fatal car crash, or cancer, you're going to credibly have climate change listed as a cause of death. It's not far-fetched to think of CNN or MSNBC putting up daily climate change death polls. This is the way they're going to scare the public. They've already scared the kids. We know that. So that's one of the things happening. That's one of the absurdities. I've already mentioned the climate credit card. But beyond that, we have the International Energy Agency. We have a UK government-funded report. We have the organs of the United States government all promoting the idea of climate lockdowns. We have climate activists announcing that in a declared climate emergency, you only be able to fly when it's morally justifiable. In other words, you're going to need if you want to travel to Florida for a vacation, not going to cut it. If you're going for a funeral, maybe. If you've only had one funeral that year, you'll have to justify this. Chuck Schumer is urging Joe Biden right now to declare a national climate emergency. It would turn the United States into a blue state, like Cuomo or Whitmer in Michigan, where they would suspend elements of democracy and start being able to oppose interstate travel restrictions, all sorts of even dietary restrictions, energy restrictions. We're already getting reports about smart meters, turning people's air conditioner off in the summer if they make it too cold or their heaters off. This is a level of control Americans have never accepted, but the COVID lockdowns softened us up. And this is what we're headed for.
So this is UN global government directed neo-feudalism in their own words. It's here. It's not coming. Just incredible.
It's here now. I mean, we've already got with, I had a German official talking about what's happening with these travel restrictions. They're saying even under old East German regulations, this is going to be more strict in terms of how you can travel. The East Germans needed to fill out a form and wait sometimes years before you could travel. We're now facing that as Americans. There were advisors to Biden who wanted to do an interstate ban for COVID restrictions, and that's still not off the table. And, of course, with the vaccine passports, what's happening there, by the way, I'm supporting Black Lives Matter. For the first time in my life, Alex, they're going after New York City restaurants for denying service to African Americans because 70% of African Americans in New York City are not vaccinated. So it is a disproportionate impact. So to the extent that Black Lives Matter can be useful, if they start fighting vaccine passports, this is one way we can actually use that organization to do something of real value in America today. But with all of what's happening here, this is the dream of the progressive vision. If you go back to Woodrow Wilson in the 19-teens, he had the vision of the administrative state run by unelected bureaucrats running every aspect of our life. We saw all this. John Holdren, Obama's old science czar, lamented people could get in their car, drive to a grocery store, come home with a six-pack of beer. They believe that free people left to their devices will cause inequity, racism, it leads to white supremacy, and it destroys the earth. And it also runs viruses amok. So they want every aspect of our lives controlled through an administrative state. That's where we are. They've got us financially. They've got us through travel. They're going after our diet. They're already pushing eating insects. World Economic Forum is pushing the processed fake meat and even printing meat. They're talking about how many pounds of meat.
And upcycled where you eat garbage. That was upcycled on the same page in the Washington Post this weekend. It was upcycled food from trash. You will eat it. And then next to it, it was, we're going to make cows be potty trained and put tubes up their rear ends.
Yeah, and Bill Gates bragged that he drank water made from feces, from sewer water. So this is just, you know, one of the little things. And by the way, Bill Gates, the largest single donor outside of the United States government to the World Health Organization. Guess who Bill Gates, who, by the way, wants the lockdowns to go on as long as possible. He's bidding on the world's largest private jet transport company. It's not going to affect Bill Gates and his friends. But most shockingly, Bill Gates, Bill Gates has just he's the one that believes that the death toll from climate is going to be much, much greater than any other thing. So he's all geared in to moving right on over to climate. And guess who his country, guess who Bill Gates thinks is the model country for the rest of the world to follow when it comes to COVID response? Have you heard this?
Absolutely, Australia. I have, yes.
Yeah, Australia. So that gives you an idea of where the World Health Organization is, where Fauci is, where Bill Gates, where the World Economic Forum is. They want us like a police prison colony, like Australia, locked in our homes.
And by the way, they've said that. And Schwab says you'll then take a chip under your skin. We're going to change your body. We're going to take you over. This is a corporate takeover through the bureaucrats of our very bodies. And the left is out there thinking some utopia is going to come out of this when by any stretch of the imagination, this is a total nightmare agenda 2030 operation.
It is. By the way, the phrase from the World Economic Forum is you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Everything you want will be delivered by drone. And this is their vision of the future where we're all going to just sort of be glued to Netflix watching mindless entertainment.
And obviously they're domesticating us and making us prisoners for depopulation at that point. I mean, take us to the real extension. They want the robots to take over. They want to play God, but they need us to stand out and be prisoners first so we become dependent on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, Klaus Schwab actually talks about the melding of humans and computers and some very creepy stuff. I mean, if you listen to what Klaus Schwab, and keep in mind, Klaus Schwab is a nut, but he's a nut that even people like, you know, even every U.S. president goes to the Davos Forum and speaks to it. Every world leader.
Oh, he's the former head of the Bilderberg Group. He's the corporate guy pushing the agenda. Listen, I want to fly you to Austin. I want you, after you've done your big presentation in Vegas, to come here and do a PowerPoint in this big studio I've got, you know, just you, so that we can put that out as well to our audience, because nobody's doing more important work. How do people find your new book?
Well, my current book is Green Fraud. It's available on Amazon. It's got a foreword by Mark Stein. The new book will be coming out. It's still available on Amazon at the moment, even though Amazon has had all kinds of calls to remove my book, and I face censorship in it. But it's called The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. It's by Regnery Books. It'll be out February 8th, 2022.
That's right. It is a permanent lockdown. It's not 15 days to flatten the curve. Mark Moreno, we salute you. Thank you so much, and look forward to having you back on.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Man, you blink and it's 2 years the guy hadn't been on. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mark Moreno.
We're all
already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's video of it. I don't really want to torture you all with it, but Town Hall has the story. Let me just show you on my phone, overhead shot, please. VP Harris chuckles while comparing phony Border Patrol story to, quote, times of slavery. You know what the times of slavery are? It's the whole New World Order system taking over. It's the forced inoculations. It's the checkpoints. It's the being told, oh, you'll be able to travel outside your home country three times in your life and outside your city once a year. This is all Rockefeller Foundation stuff from 12 years ago. I've got stuff from 1967 where the UN said, we want to get rid of education, make people superstitious, divided along tribal lines. We want to reintroduce human sacrifice and paganism. They're doing it all. Oh, look, the border isn't open to the collapsing Caribbean with the people starving to death because the UN had a lockdown worldwide. It's not the UN's fault destroying the third world to send them here. No, it's white people as they fight to get into a country that white people set up with their Christian ethos. It's ridiculous. So here's the video. Australian police go door to door. Are you aware of any planned protests or events coming up to intimidate you? Wait, we need to crack your skull? Shameful thugs. Oh, they're trying to save you from a virus that Fauci cooked up and released, and now the vaccine makes you a lot sicker, creating the very virus in your body. On record. And these thug-like cops are a shame, are disgusting. When you watch North Korean soldiers abuse people, you go, that's trash. When you see Nazis abusing people in old film footage, you go, that's the enemy. And when you see the Australian police and the other police around the country that are going along with this, some of them in the U.S., most of the cops are the ones leading the fight against it here. You see the Canadian police acting like thugs, you see it, it hurts your heart. They have made themselves our enemy. They have attacked us, and they're going to false flag themselves so they can come and have war with us. They are disgusting, horrible people, destroying their own future, picked because they're imperious, because they have an arrogant attitude and an arrogant gait to their lives. This is going on all over the country. They're going to go, oh, we heard you were on Facebook saying the lockdown shouldn't happen. We're taking you to jail. We're building lots of camps. They're going to put you in the camps regardless. They want your property. They want to make you a slave because it's who they are. And it's official in the CDC plan, the Australian plan, that when you're in the camps, you're going to grow vegetables and work and clean for them. Well, they sit around with their machine gun. You know, why would they do this? Because they like it. Christian country, stop this. Everywhere else is people with machine guns while you pick turnips. They mean business. So here is the footage coming to an area near you. Here it is.
We'll film as well, so I'd like to just put it on camera here, just record our conversation.
Yep. So I'll just let you know, just because it's my camera that's going, so I'm Sergeant Hawthorne, yep, from Northwest Med OSG. As you're recording, we're recording as well. Everything's being done visually and also audio on the body worn camera.
No worries. What's your name?
Thanks, mate. SAL. Thanks, mate. What we're here for is obviously just in relation to the recent protests that are popping up and whatnot. Just needed to do welfare checks and whatnot.
You said going in.
I didn't know there was anything going on.
No?
No.
Any planned protests that you may know of?
Not as far as I know. Yeah,
okay.
It's a complete surprise when you just put the cops here on my football.
Yeah, no, just a friendly chat, that's all.
That's all. We're just destroying your whole future under UN control, cutting everything off. Within a year, you'll all be in cuffs. That's all that's going on, mate, to take over. Oh, we're just here to beat your head, and if we catch you out on the street, you stay in your damn house while the system breaks down so we take over. It's called the Great Leap Forward. It's called the Cultural Revolution. You clear with that, mate? All right, good. We've just been out criminally beating men, women, and children all day. And now we're here to act like we're North Korean prison gods. All right, mate. All right, good, mate. We're on the winning team. You stay in your house and starve to death. All right, see you later, mate. Go back to the video.
No.
They're coming up, Jeff?
Nope.
No? Okay. Are you aware of any communication circling around between people about the planned protest?
Oh, start it over. Start the whole thing over. No. You've been communicating with people? Oh, remember, don't talk to your neighbors. Don't look at the sunset. Canada just said, oh, if you haven't been injected, you can't even have anybody over your house. I mean, this is martial law, hardcore martial law. Regular martial law is don't be out after sunset. Look at the wrong place, say the wrong thing, you might get taken in. This is hardcore martial law. This ain't lukewarm, this is boiling. And you look at those cops with their evil eyes, looking at that guy, wanting him to say, I was out protesting and drag him away. All right, Mike, come with us. Once he gets there, get him up against the wall. You don't spread viruses here. When Fauci released it, they all did it. Oh, you're sick. Go back to this filth, this garbage, this enemy playing.
We'll film as well, so I'd like to get you on camera here, just for our conversation.
So I'll just let you know, just because it's my camera that's...
Pause again. Notice it's a blob woman, nanny. She's here for your safety. And I guarantee that woman to put you in a damn prison camp for life and tear your kids out of your arms and inject them till they roll over to die like a dead fish, because she's a good mommy. She's in charge of you now. Here, play this filth. Play this North Korean witch.
Northwest Meadow SG. As you're recording, we're recording as well. Everything's being done visually and also audio on the body
on camera.
No worries. What's your name?
Baker.
Thanks, man.
Salmon, mate. S-A-L. Thanks, mate. Mate, what we're here for is obviously just in relation to the recent protests that are popping up and whatnot.
Okay.
Just here to do welfare checks and whatnot. You're planning on going in?
I didn't know there was anything going.
No?
No.
Any planned protests that you may know of?
No, there's not as far as I know.
Yeah,
it's a complete surprise when you get the cops here. I'm like,
just a friendly chat, that's all. So are you aware of any planned protests or events?
No.
That are coming up, Jeff?
Nope.
No? Okay. Are you aware of any communication circling around between people about the planned any protests coming up?
No.
No? Do you use any platform?
Pause again. They just passed in a martial law law. It wasn't even a law. The governor general said it. And then no one opposes in the parliament of the queen of these rabble. Their grandparents and great grandparents were our prisoners. They're prisoners now by rightful blood and conquest. Tis the degenerate, inbred Hungarian princess, Queen Elizabeth II. So, they already are in all your files. They can pose as you under the law in your social media to set you up as well and to send messages to everyone in your name. And here they are, knowing full well this guy's been out there, and they're just there to intimidate him so he doesn't go back out next time because they don't have enough prison cells yet. Oh, they're coming for you later. You're like, oh, I better take stuff down. I said they'll get me. They're going to get you already. The more compliant you are, they're going to get, and these cops will be arrested when they won't follow orders. They'll be in the camp with you. These are the quislings. These are the morons. These are the drawbridge lowers. You think when the Huns convinced somebody to go secretly lower the drawbridge, that the guy that lowered the drawbridge got a job with the Huns? No. That's the first person they stuck on a pike. Traitors are the plague. Yeah, go back to these cops. Jesus, Lord.
Help. To communicate.
No.
Have you gone to any protests in the past?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
You haven't?
Hit pause again, back it up. How about none of your business, you little thug? How about get a warrant? And so now they're going to try to use, oh, you lied to us. They're going to play it again.
No.
No? Do you use any platform at all or to communicate?
No.
Have you gone to any protests in the past?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
You haven't?
You guys wouldn't be here otherwise.
Yeah. All right.
I'd like to know how you got this address, actually.
Okay. Anything else you like to tell us that might help ensure the public safety?
Hey, pause. Oh, I thought you're vaccinated. I thought you're protected. You wear their little criminal mask is the symbol, the archetype of their criminal takeover and their frickin' cult. So, this is happening all over the place, and they want to bring it here. That's the contact tracers. Oh, you've been on some platforms there, mate. Oh, you're talking to people. You don't do that in a free country there, mate. Oh, we might have to feed you the crocodile, huh? Oh, cranky. You will pay. Turn on the juice, boy.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor.
doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Permanent hell, and you live in total bondage with a globalist plan that wants to kill you after they rape you physically, psychologically, medically. And here we are. I knew it was coming. I knew their plan. Saw them do it in other countries. Now they're doing it worldwide. And I watched police going, so, mate, you go out and protest. Not allowed to leave your house, mate. Not allowed to talk to people. Don't look at the sunset. I mean, it's beyond North Korea. In North Korea, they say, look at the sunset and the birds singing. It's Kim Jong-un. He's the reason. Seriously. There's a Mike, no, leave, don't be in your backyard, mate. And they're so sick and evil, and they're so over the top bad, and it's all for a virus that you and the globalists cooked up and released. And then I got Fox News clips going, wow, Fauci really did make viruses in a lot of Congress. Boy, he's in a lot of trouble. He said, let's release them to the Pentagon in China, and it's COVID-19. But instead, he's the guy locking us all down. And there's dumbass cops at the door beating people up, you know, and with pistols and everything, with the butts of their guns, running over people with cars and stuff, running over people with horses and water cannons. All over the world, from the UK to Canada, it's ridiculous. And it's because everyone wants to be politically correct. Oh, I see white cops beating up black people for not wearing masks, kicking them out of restaurants. That's okay. But then if a black guy, you know, is like pulls a gun on a white cop and they shoot him, oh my God, riot the streets. Because it's about an agenda of control. It's sick. And it's all these weird leftists because they all talk like effeminate, the men act real, but then they beat you with their rifles and, you know, split you. I'm liberal, I'll beat you with a scotch. It's like, I don't care that you're gay. You don't have a right to kill me and lock me in your house because you're this god, because you have sex with other men. I mean, it's out of control. We don't like the liberal club, the sickness, the authoritarianism, the censoring, the big tech, your slave camps in China. You're bad people. Oh, you're out walking along, man. We're going to slam your head in the concrete here. When they arrest a child molester, they get mad about it and drop the charges. Oh, you're like us. Look, most of the politicians you see that are pushing this are pedophiles. Germany supplied 30,000 children in one city to pedophiles in the government. 30,000. It's an army of pedophiles. Okay? And I'll just say this. The entire leadership of Australia looks like pedophiles to me. The women, the men, I mean, they look like freaking demons. I would cross the other side of the street and be near them. Fake, disingenuous devils, every damn one of them. Child molesters. Just know that. And now they're going to be taking your children to shield them at their private facilities. And they're already putting all the shots in them they want. Oh, yeah, they're deliberate. They don't really always want to rape them. They want to kill your children. They want that energy. So, here's the New York new governor installed. But she's a woman, so it's okay. They're going to fire the medical workers that won't take the deadly shot, the experimental shot, and then bring in foreigners to replace them. Here it is.
You said yesterday that you are looking into temporary visas for foreign workers to fill these anticipated slots that might be empty in hospitals and nursing homes. So what is that going to look like? Where are these replacement healthcare workers coming from? What's the plan?
Well, I'll start with the last question, see if I remember the first one by the time I get through your three-and-a-half-part question, Bernadette. This is something that we have to work with the Department of State on first, and this is a conversation we've already been having to talk about the opportunity we might have in freeing up the visa system to have some temporary workers come from places like the Philippines, where many nurses go elsewhere. I literally had this conversation with the Prime Minister of Ireland when we sat where I am right now and talked about, you know, do you have any of this? Everyone I'm talking to, I'm saying, do you have any health care workers you can get over to us? But it is
that's globalism. That's enough of her. So there you go. And then here, oh, TikTok, you know, playing the championship golf tournament for the college. John Stokes, 21, massive heart swelling, almost died. And you read the article here in Yahoo, and it says at the end, the United Nations runs a group called Team Halo. Oh, little Halo. Which is organized by the UN and the Vaccine Confidence Project, run by Bill Gates, promote vaccines. Said, well, what he said was true, and he means well, but we banned his video because it might scare people. Read it for yourself. UN control, and here it is. Elites at IMF suggest banks will soon be using more than credit history when underwriting consumer loans. Oh, are you white? Sorry, bad credit. Oh, but it's okay. It's to repay. No, it's to allow them to discriminate, period. So they go, whites, we're discriminating against you for your own good. Oh, okay. Then it's everybody, of course. Banks oppose Biden's new total surveillance proposal on IRS because they want to run it themselves. Not about government power. It's about corporate dictatorship. Great financial reset. EU central banks and U.S. Federal Reserve are all in on fighting climate change through monetary policy, carbon taxes, climate lockdowns. New CO2 monitoring credit card enables tracking of carbon footprint on every purchase. Monitors and cuts off spending when we hit our carbon max. Same thing with the new phone apps. Told you it's coming. All being announced. All being set up. D.O. Black, the world's first credit card with a carbon limit. MasterCard.com. There it is. Everybody just thinks, I'll get a high credit score. I'll kiss its ass. I'll go along with it. It's time to rethink personal carbon allowances. It's all being announced. Journal of Nature. COVID lockdowns are the key to begin personal carbon allowances. It's all happening. Kerry says, I don't care about slave camps in China. Just cut your carbon, or at least pay lip service, which they won't even do. Xi Jinping says, we're having free children. Oh, the smart toilet to anal scan you when you're allowed to use the bathroom. That's being announced by The Guardian. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then the Oregonian says, you're allowed to kiss now. If you've all had your shots, we tell you what to do. Aussie thought police pay home visits to people they suspect and it's coming to a town near you worldwide. Unbelievable evil. Let's hear the censored by the UN, just like Rand Paul censored. Facebook said, YouTube said, they said, the UN says that natural immunity doesn't exist. Like the sky doesn't exist. Birds don't exist. America doesn't exist. You don't exist. And so you can't hear from the man who had the swollen heart. It doesn't matter. It's true. It doesn't matter. He had his doctor come out. He did an appeal, Yahoo reports. It just isn't allowed. The UN said. Just like that, you're under the UN. Just like that, you're under Fauci. Just like that, just like that, just like that, just like that, just like that. And where's the governors? Where's the legislatures? Well, they might oppose some of the stuff, but not point out what it is, because they preconditioned for decades. That doesn't exist. None of this is happening. We're like, here's the documents. It's coming. No, 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 no. Hey, they built camps now. They're going to put us in them to, quote, protect us even when we're not sick. Oh, no, 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 no. When it happens, well, we better go with them. They'll show the news of the three-year-old. Go with the men now. Bye. We'll make you safe. Child never comes back. I mean, this is just hell world. I'm going to play the censored video. I'll play it next segment and hand the baton to our guest host, Stu Peters, coming up. But separately, I've done what I can do. And if people want to keep this show on the air, you'll share the articles or share the videos. You'll tell folks about it. And if you want to keep us on air, you'll buy the products. The sale is going to end on Sunday night. It's 50% off on Winter Sun, vitamin D3 for your immune system, your whole body. Highest quality you're going to find, taken under the tongue, liquid. It's great for adults, children, everybody, but people, especially that are older or have darker skin, you need more D3. Ultra 12, highest quality B12, back in stock, 50% off. X2, talk about the missing link. So many people are deficient in iodine because it's bound iodine in the food. This is pure deep earth crystal atomic iodine. Doesn't mean it's radioactive. It's on the atomic tables. It's on the chart of elements. It's the purest. It's pure. Infowarsstore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we need the funding. Get a t-shirt. Get a book. Get a copy of COVID Land. Get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement with it. That's it. COVIDland.com takes you right to the subpage. And then show it to people. Take action. Have energy. Have life force. Or you're going to be locked up in your house. And then suddenly the Netflix ain't going to work no more and the food ain't going to come no more. And then because of the collapse, you're going to have to go to a giant emergency center where you'll be given a job and a uniform, and that's the new society. Collapse the society to organize the masses of disenfranchised for the first 5 years of the plan once the collapse is over. Then within 5 years, it's an official plan of the UN. It's Maoist. The Great Leaps Forward, Cultural Revolution. You will then march on the middle class, the farms, and they'll be told, you got to turn your farm over to this collective of 100 people from the city. And they're going to move into your house, and you're going to stay in this shack. And then after a couple of years, you're going to resist. And where'd Bob go? He's buried. Yeah. They're going to kill you on your farm and bury you nicely. And then they're going to rape your wife and children. And I'm not joking. They will rape you. They will murder you. They will kill you. You think it happens everywhere else. This is the plan. This is the program. There's a large group of people that want to molest children and rape your wife and torture you before they gouge your eyeballs out with ice picks. So you can resist them, you can wake up to them, you can say no to them, or you can die as a miserable slave on your knees. Jamie Rockefeller didn't joke. Bill Gates didn't joke when he says he wants to kill you. And he goes to the TED Talk, all the liberals giggle because they're in on the fun. They want to kill. They want to murder. They want abortion. They want to do human-animal hybrids. They've done it all. And now they want to pull your teeth out with pliers. Well, I say we build up and get ready to defend ourselves.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.